You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
Okay, well, Father, I just thank you that, oh my goodness, we are entering into the second half of 2024. And I thank you, Father, that the best is yet to come. I thank you, Father, that actually the best is now and that we are entering into phenomenal things for this month. I thank you, Father, for every single person that is going to be watching this broadcast or listening to this podcast. I thank you, Father, that they are here by divine appointment. I thank you that this is a word for them personally. And I thank you that as I'm speaking, Holy Spirit, that you're going to be speaking to them. You're going to be enlightening the eyes of their understanding. You're going to be connecting dots. You're going to be downloading strategies and confirming things for people, Father. I thank you that you are going to astound them with just the good things that you are speaking and you are declaring over their life and the things that you're accomplishing in their life. I thank you that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your Spirit. I thank you that Holy Spirit is all ways at work, both causing us to will and do your good pleasure. And I thank you for the incredible grace that is available to us to be able to persevere, to be able to endure, to be able to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living and manifest heaven on earth in our lives. Father, I thank you that there is no contradiction that is more powerful than the name of Jesus. And so I just release a strengthening today, an encouragement today, comfort today. I just thank you for the gift of prophecy that is an operation in me today. I yield my mind, I yield my lips, I yield all of me to you. And I just say, speak through me today, Father, and bless your bride today, Father, with the good news of the gospel and the good news of the things that you, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are doing in their lives. You're up to big things on the planet, and you're up to big things in us. So I bless this broadcast, and I declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, awesome, you guys. I am going to just double check. Looks like everything's still going good. Cool. I was saying before I started here that yesterday I recorded my entire teaching, an whole hour in Elevate yesterday without audio. And so then I had to redo it. But you know what, guys? It was good for me. The topic this month in Elevate, by the way, if you guys aren't Elevate, you need to hop in. There's a July 4th sale going on, 50% off for the first month. But the topic in Elevate this month is new creation realities. And I'm talking about the reality that creation is conscious and responds to sons of God, and that all of creation is standing on tiptoe waiting for the manifestation of us. And so it's really, really amazing content. So good. I did it twice. just about a bunch of scientific studies and things that actually prove that plants and animals and creation, water, all respond to our thoughts, intentions, words, and movement. So if you aren't a part of that, jump in. But I'm saying that because I wanted to make sure my audio was working today. And also, I just think that everything that I'm doing right now is kind of telling a story. You know, not only the prophetic words for the month that I'm doing every year, but also what's going on in the podcast, the normal podcast right now, which is entitled Limitless, and then obviously what's going on in Elevate. So I really believe that God is painting a phenomenal picture for what he's up to on the planet right now and the things that he's training and equipping us to step into. You know, the thing about new covenant prophecy, the thing about finished work prophecy is not so much about God, there's this new move, this new revival of God that's about to hit the planet. No, it's about waking up the sons and daughters of God to what he's already accomplished and empowering you to live from the place that it's actually finished. And that we are just partnering with God in whatever, you know, day we may find ourselves in to step into the fullness of who we are in Christ and operate like a son of God. And so when I step into this month's word, I don't want you to think that this is not a word, you know, that like this is something new. This is really something that God is doing all the time. But I really sense that we need to get our expectation up, that we have been living maybe too passively, that we maybe haven't fully stepped into full agreement with the things that God has spoken over our lives and the call of God on our lives and the breakthroughs that we are standing for in the middle of whatever contradictions that we may find ourselves in. Now, I always kick off the words of the month with a refresher, right, from the word from January. So I'm going to get a cup of coffee. I don't know. I mean, I'm drinking my coffee here. I'm going to slow myself down a little bit here. Breathe, Shalice, settle in. Okay. But, you know, in January, and really this whole year, we started out with this interesting word. I think it's interesting that, you know, we started with don't quit, be unstoppable, learn to manipulate and dominate, and I would also say govern the matrix. And when I mentioned the matrix back in January, I was talking about the movie The Matrix, right? And I had my little Neo guy, my little Christmas ornament that I ordered for myself to remember that we are literally living in the matrix. And when I say the matrix, I mean the seen realm. I mean the world system. And we have been designed in Christ to govern, to co-create, to dominate, right? This is the original dominion mandate way back from Genesis when God said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, take dominion, subdue it. And we are still, you know, Jesus came to restore the dominion of the human race over, obviously, the dominion of darkness, but over all of creation. We are co-creators with God, co-governors with God. And we have the authority of the name of Jesus. And just by the way that we have been created in the image of God and recreated in Christ to be a divine being, right? We're not just merely natural human beings, but we have been created with divinity inside of us. And so creation responds to us. We are more powerful than we have imagined. And, you know, that word is still, you know, solid. And it's solid not just for 2024, but it's solid for every year of our lives. I mean, as we get born into the kingdom, right, we are growing into the fullness of the stature of Jesus. We are being conformed, yes, to the image of love, but we are being conformed to the image of a supernatural Son of God. And so operating in the supernatural is not optional. I get that a lot of us are not necessarily accustomed to seeing miracles on a regular basis, but I just want to say that is not normal Christianity. It might be average Christianity. It might be what the average Christian lives, but it is not normal. We are created for signs and wonders. Jesus has sent us out to be a part of the Great Commission, which is to make disciples of all the nations, which is to propagate heaven on earth. And it requires the supernatural. You know, your destiny is going to require miracles. And if it doesn't require miracles, then I have to challenge you and say, well, is that really the destiny that God planned for you? Because when I read my Bible, right, all of the people that were called by God to, you know, fulfill a mission that were on assignment from God, they required miracles. They required the supernatural. The book, the Bible is a supernatural book. It contains a lot of crazy things. I mean, I was just reading this week about, you know, the things that happened when Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead. I mean, the sky turned dark. There were earthquakes. The veil was torn from top to bottom that's, you know, separated the outer court from the inner court from the Holy of Holies, right? I mean, the tombs were opened and people were raised from the dead. I mean, this was the crucifixion of the Son of God. And it was just, you know, it just completely saturated in signs and wonders. I mean, the early church, right? I mean, they would pray in one accord and the building would shake. I mean, we need to get back to this expectation that we are living supernatural lives. And so governing the matrix, dominating the matrix, is a really big deal for sons of God. We are not here to be victimized by circumstances. We are more than conquerors. He always causes us to triumph. I mean, that is a powerful word, that you always triumph no matter what the situation. So that is the standard of the Son of God. That is the expectation that we should have as sons of God. But I also said at the beginning of the year, and I thought it was pretty interesting, that it started with don't quit, be unstoppable. So it was an admonition. It was this encouragement that maybe you were going to come across some things that were going to want to tempt you to quit. And so I don't know if you know what the first 6 months of 2024 have held for you. I don't know if you've been tempted to that place of Jesus. You know, Jesus was sweating blood. I doubt that you've been, you know, sweating blood. But, you know, if you've been, you know, brought to the place where you absolutely have to have a miracle or, you know, you're screwed. I don't know another way to say it off the top of my head here. But I don't believe that is a problem. Okay. When you get to the place where you absolutely need a miracle, the Bible is filled with great saints and heroes in the faith that got to places where they absolutely needed a miracle. And it was for the glory of God. Whether it was the Israelites coming out of Egypt and being cornered by the Egyptian armies, and all of a sudden Moses raising his hands and they're being made a way through the sea parting, right? Like, I mean, they were backed into a corner. Okay. I mean, you can go to Daniel in the lion's den. You can go to, you know, Paul and Silas in prison at the midnight hour singing praises. I mean, there's just story after story of people that got backed into a corner. Last night I was laying in bed thinking about all of this before I was falling asleep, and that silly phrase from Dirty Dancing came up. Nobody backs baby into a corner. That is not my word for July, but I did consider it because, I mean, that is the attitude that we need to have for 2024, that no one backs baby into a corner. Nothing can overtake you without your permission. And so that don't quit, be unstoppable is a mindset. It's a mindset that you always triumph, that you always overcome, and that you have authority over situations, that you can govern the matrix, that you can shift the atmosphere, you can still storms, you can raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse lepers, cast out devils. You can do the same things that Jesus did. And really in Elevate this month, that's really what I'm training you guys. That is my heart. I want you to learn how to dematerialize and materialize matter. Okay. Yes, I said that out loud. I want you to live such phenomenal supernatural lives. And this is just not my desire. My goodness. Like, oh, you know, Shalise wants this for you. No, this is the Father's desire. He wants to astound the world just as he did in Egypt. He wants to astound the world with his power, with his goodness, with his glory, with his faithfulness, with his kindness, with his gentleness, with his love, with his peace, with his joy. You guys, all of these attributes are the character and the nature of God. And that is what we are to display in our earthly lives. So we need to really have that mindset that we are overcomers, that there is nothing that is more powerful than us that we can face. Why? Because the greater one lives in us. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? The one I call Scary Jesus from Revelation chapter 1, eyes like fire, hair like wool, face shining like the sun. That is who is alive in you. And his name is above every name that has been named. There is no other name that reigns higher or more supreme. He is the preeminent one. He was in the beginning. He is the Word of God, and he is the express image of God. And in him, all things consist. They adhere. They are held together, it says in Colossians chapter 1. Christ is in all. He is victorious. All power, all authority have been given unto him. And there is nothing that is a match for Jesus Christ. He is seated with us above powers and principalities, above rulers of darkness. Like, there is nothing in the world that we should fear or that we should be intimidated by. In fact, Jesus said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer when you're backed up against a corner, right? Why? Because he's overcome the world. He's overcome the world system. And we have not been given the spirit of the world system. We've been given the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's a spirit that confirms our sonship, that cries Abba within us. We know God Almighty, the King, of the universe, the creator of all things. We call him Daddy. We call him Papa. And so we are equipped. We are ready. We are ready to defeat any giant that may be put in our path. And so in June, I had this word that was kind of like a blackjack word or a poker word. I'm not really a gamble card player. So I think it would have been more powerful if I had more poker knowledge or more blackjack knowledge, but I did get the premise, and it was the word double down. Okay. And so we went into June with this idea that, it may look like you've been dealt a bad hand, right? Things may be stacked up against you. The odds may not be in your favor in the natural right this very moment. You might have a doctor's report. You might have a financial situation. You might have a relational conflict. I don't know what the contradiction is that's going on in your life. Or if, you know, it was a word for, you know, you're about to step into something. I'm not sure, but I knew that God said double down. And regardless of what it looked like in the natural, you know, in blackjack, when, you know, you split your hand, you double down on the table and you say, okay, well, I'm all in. I'm all in for this. In other words, there's no plan B. I'm going all in. I'm going all in. I'm putting all my chips on the table and I'm betting on Jesus. I'm betting on God. I'm betting on the Christ in me. I'm betting on the prophecies and the promises that God has not only given me in scripture, but spoken over my life personally, right? And it was just like this double down. It was a powerful, like, strategy word. Well, as we head into July, I really see kind of the second part of that. And I've already said the word a couple of times. I put it in the description of the Facebook Live today. And the word is phenomenal. Okay. The word for July is phenomenal. And the way that I want to set this up, and I've got some teaching I want to do around it as well, but the way I want to set this up is this is the what happens when you get a double blackjack, right? This is what happens when you've doubled down and the odds are like, whoa, we're all in. There's no plan B. And then the dealer hits the cards and it's like, whoa, blackjack, right? And you win. You not only win the hand, but it's phenomenal. It's something that's a double blind, something that's rare, right? It's extraordinary. It's marvelous. It's amazing. And that word, it was like, I didn't, that was the word. The word was, it's phenomenal. What God is doing in our lives is phenomenal. It's astounding. It's marvelous. And so don't back down. Don't quit. Be unstoppable. You've doubled down. Stay the course. Do not faint. Do not falter, because what's coming or what is the breakthrough that is here for you in your life is phenomenal, miraculous. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a chump, right? When we're faithless, he's faithful. And so he's dependable. He can be trusted to be our source and our only source, right? But when you're out of the boat and you're walking on water, right? It's not a time to look at the circumstances and look around at the waves and the wind. No, it's a time to keep your eyes on Jesus. So I had a couple of scriptures to go along with this. Again, the word is phenomenal, which means amazing, astounding, marvelous, right? These are big, like breakthrough, powerful, awesome, yay words, right? And here's some of the things that I felt like I wanted to share with you guys just from the scriptures today. So the first one I want to go to is I want to go over, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation today because I just felt like that's where what God was breathing on. And I'm going to go over to 1 Timothy chapter 1. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, I'm going to skip down to verse 18. And we know that this is a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to his son in the Lord, Timothy. And I want to read this particular scripture over you because I really felt God was breathing on it today for July. And again, these things are all true all the time, but I want to remind you of them today because I really sense that there are things, big things that God has called us to, big things that God is calling us to stand for, big things that God is wanting to transform in our lives through in partnership with us, in and through us, as us. Okay. So in 18, it says this: "So Timothy, my son, I'm entrusting you with this responsibility. In keeping with the very first prophecies that were spoken over your life and are now in the process of fulfillment in this great work of ministry, in keeping with the prophecies spoken over you. With this encouragement, use your prophecies as weapons as you wage spiritual warfare by faith and with a clean conscience. For there are many who reject these virtues and are now destitute of the true faith." Now, okay, first of all, I just really felt that I needed to remind you of the prophecies that have been spoken over you and that you need to remember those. Now, these could be prophecies that other people have spoken over you. My goodness, if you're an Emerge grad, those would be your five Qs. I mean, those are prophetic declarations about your purpose, about who you are, about the change and the difference that you're here to make in the planet. I mean, those are phenomenal prophecies over your life. I keep saying the word. But whether these are even just words that you've gotten from God in your journal, you know, like for me, I have some pretty amazing things that God has spoken to me in my journal. They are absolutely from God because there's no way that I could have made it up. I mean, they are things that are reading my heart, reading my mind, addressing things that are deep within me. And then, you know, there'll be prophecies that I get from other people or what, you know, I may hear from another person or something that confirm those things. But, you know, that's one of the most powerful things about being able to hear the voice of God is that you don't have to run from prophet to prophet to prophet, right? I mean, prophets are not supposed to be our source. I mean, if anything, they should be a confirmation. They are here for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Like, hopefully what I'm speaking to you is that for you? But we need to be able to hear the voice of God because everything that we hear from God, and I, you know, highly recommend journaling because it's the best way to develop, you know, the ability to do two-way conversations with God. And so in my journal, God has spoken some pretty significant things that I'm walking out right now. Okay. And I just love this because it says here that there are prophecies that were spoken over Timothy. Well, I want to say there are prophetic words that have been spoken over you. And heck, if you need a prophetic word, you can, you know, reach out to us. We have what we call our ID coaching team. I mean, they operate in the gift of prophecy. If you need a confirmation, feel free to reach out for that. But the point is that these prophecies are in the process of fulfillment. Okay, prophecies are meant to be fulfilled. They're not just meant to be encouraging, edifying, and comforting, which is wonderful, but they're meant to be fulfilled. And he was saying that we have almost like this responsibility. When I say responsibility, I'm not talking about independence. I'm talking about this partnership. Our part of this partnership, this co-partnership, this co-identity, this co-being that we have with God. And our part is to believe. Our part is to trust. Our part is to rest. Our part is to abide. Right? I mean, these are really awesome things that we get to do because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I mean, the heavy lifting gets done by God, but we still have a part to believe that we enter into rest. We believe these things that God has spoken over us, whether those are, you know, scriptures that he's breathed over you, these things that are rhema, these things that are specific things that you know that God is speaking to you about. And they are in the process of fulfillment. And it says here with this encouragement, use your prophecies as weapons as you wage spiritual warfare by faith. So what am I saying about that? That those prophecies are meant to be weapons. And guess what? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly. They are not human. They are words. They are words. The weapons of our warfare are words. Why? Because words created all things. Jesus Christ is the Word. Okay, so there is something about words and the Word of God, which is Christ, but also these inspired words. These words come with faith. Okay, no Word of God is powerless. In fact, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is alive. Okay, there is enough power in the words of God to bring themselves to pass. His word does not return void, right? It accomplishes what it's sent to do. And so we stand fast. We hold fast to these prophecies and we wage a good warfare with them by number one, saying yes to them, just the way Abraham did, right? I mean, Abraham just grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. He became fully persuaded that God was able to do what he had promised. So he waged a good warfare over the prophecies that had been spoken over his life. Abraham, you're the father of a nation. So whether God is telling you, you are, you know, a CEO, or you are an author, or you are in ministry, or you have left your job, or you have, you know, whatever, you are healed, you are debt free, like what, I don't know what the actual thing that God is saying, this is who you are, this is what you are standing for, that, you know, looks maybe impossible in the natural, but don't falter. You have doubled down, continue to stay because the game is being played out. Because the fulfillment of the prophecy is happening. It's happening. And the outcome is phenomenal. It was phenomenal when Sarah conceived Isaac, right? That was just an impossible thing. It was phenomenal. It was awe-inspiring. And that's what God is up to. And so believing those prophecies, entering into those prophecies, but also understanding that we need to get our mouths right. We need to get our focus right. We need to get our consciousness right. We need to stay focused on these words, right? Abraham grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, meaning his focus was on God's ability. Jesus, it tells us in Hebrews 12 to, you know, throw away the things that would distract us and the sin that would entangle us, right? And run our race with patient endurance and keep our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So our focus is key, which goes right along with what I'm teaching in Elevate this month. I'll give you just a couple of studies. I mean, we went into the observer effect and the double slit experiment from quantum physics. But let me, you know, I did this one. We're doing some deep dives into these experiments that have been done on water crystals with Dr. Emoto. And I just have some pictures here that I was, you know, I've been showing. I think I even showed it on the podcast last week. I don't remember what I've done. I've done so many things. But I was talking about the power of our focus, the power of our consciousness, the power of our words, the power of our thoughts, the power of our intentions, the power of our actions, faith-filled actions, things that we are doing that are moving us towards, or it's like you're pretending you've already got it. And so if you already had it, what actions would you be taking? I've got some actions going around in my house today that are just faith-filled actions. Why? Because what I'm standing for is done. So I'm treating it like it's done. When I was believing God for babies, you know, and I'd had multiple miscarriages, you know what? I was buying baby clothes. I was getting diapers. I was getting things that, like, I was preparing for motherhood, even though the odds were not in my favor. It looked like it was not going to be able to happen. The doctor's report said that, you know, this is not going to happen, you know? And so taking those inspired actions. Well, if you look at some of these pictures, okay, these are water crystals that were done by experiments by a guy named Dr. Emoto. And this is so phenomenal. Okay, this first one is just a frozen water crystal that formed after being shown the phrase, thank you. Okay, so there were no words spoken. It was just typed up on a piece of paper and shown the word. And you can see this water crystal looks like a beautiful snowflake. Okay. Now this is a water crystal that was just shown, again, shown the word, nothing was spoken, the word evil. Okay. It looks like chaos, like a black hole or something, right? And so the difference between thank you and evil and its effect on water and the crystals that were formed. So don't tell me, this is just one example. I go into a ton of it in Elevate, but don't tell me that our thoughts and our intentions and our words and our actions do not affect the seen realm. In fact, if we want to dominate and govern the seen realm and wage a good warfare on the prophecies that have been spoken over our lives, then we need to act like our future self. We need to take actions from a future that is like it's already finished now. And as we do that, we can expect phenomenal manifestations. We can expect all of creation to partner with us and with the will of God because we are in full agreement with the things that God has spoken over us. Now, let me just tell you what God has planned. Let me keep going. All right. The next scripture I want to go into is Ephesians 3:20. This is a really, you know, popular scripture, but I wanted to read it again in the Passion Translation today because I just felt like God was breathing on that. And it's just so powerful. It starts out like this in verse 20. It says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Boy, I'm going to stop there because there's more that I'm going to read, but never doubt. Okay. The voice of doubt is not the voice of God. In fact, it's time for us to begin to discern and to reject anything that isn't the voice of God. You know, I've been asking people lately, like, is that what God said? Did God say that? Is that from God? And, you know, it's like, no, most of the time, like, no, that's not from God. Well, then why are you entertaining it? Why are you ruminating on it? Why are you thinking about it? Why are you meditating on it? Why are you allowing that to capture your attention and your focus? Because what's capturing your attention and what's capturing your focus is what you are creating. It is what, you know, where your focus goes, energy flows. And so we need to be better at not doubting. And this here says, never doubt God's mighty power. Never doubt it. And never doubt his power to be able to work in you to accomplish whatever it is that you need to accomplish. And I'm not talking about doing it independently. I'm not talking about doing it in toil. I'm talking about the power of grace. I'm talking about the astounding, phenomenal power of grace. Grace is more powerful than sin. Grace is more powerful than the grave. Grace, you know, moves mountains, you guys. Grace, grace, grace is what Zerubbabel said, right, to the mountain. Grace is what we speak over cancer. Grace is what we speak. It's the grace of God that causes us to overcome. It's the grace of God that causes us to be rich, although in substitute our, you know, our poverty for his riches. It's the grace of God that causes us to be healed when, you know, we exchanged our sickness for his divine health. Like, it's the grace of God. By grace through faith, we're saved. It's the grace of God. It's this, it's more than undeserved favor. It's the power of God to bring God's plans and purposes to pass in the earth in our lives. It's the ability to do something that we could never do on our own. And we should never doubt God's mighty power, the grace of God. And it says he will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Whoa, your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination. Wow, we're talking about phenomenal things God wants to do. So I think rather than ruminating and meditating and just focusing on a bunch of stuff that isn't even God, that we should get in the business of great requests. We should get in the business of unbelievable dreams. We should get in the business of wild imaginations, wild, wild, wild imaginations. Like, what's some of the wildest imaginations that you could have of things that God could accomplish through your life? Big things. And I'm, you know, gosh, I'm not even going to go there. It says this, he will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Wow. I have an Emerge grad who's working with me in one of the grad programs right now. And, you know, when we met and we were chatting not too long ago, she was talking about, you know, really the call of God on her life is, it goes right along with the podcast. It's something that's called Limitless. She's just got this limitless grace, this limitless call on her life. And she says, I'm believing God for unlimited time or limitless time, limitless energy, and limitless finances. And I thought, well, wow, that's something that God can actually work with. Limitless energy. I just thought of that because this says here that God's miraculous power constantly energizes you. Constantly energizes you. Whoa, like the grace of God, the power of God constantly energizes you. And so, beloved, when I'm talking about phenomenal things, I'm talking about defying the odds. I'm talking about immortality. Okay. I'm talking about defying decay. I'm talking about getting, looking younger as you get older and sort of older. You know, one of the experiments that we're doing in Elevate this month is we're actually going to do some supernatural weight loss. Why not? Why not? We have dominion over the scale. We have dominion over the calories in our food. We have dominion. And what we think about things is the problem. We've been programmed to think that food can kill us, that food makes us fat. And in the natural, just on a natural plane, if that's how you want to live, well, I'm sure that you probably should follow those rules. But we are not divine. We are not designed to follow the natural rules of the world system. Whoa. And people say, well, Shalise, that's just not wisdom. You know, you need to be wise. You need to steward your money. You need to steward your temple. Well, I just wanted to, what if I told you that stewardship looks like miracles? What if I told you that stewardship looks foolish? Hey, what if I told you that stewardship looks like walking on water and defying decay? What if the wisdom of God is foolishness to men? So what I'm talking about is living an extraordinary, ridiculous life. I'm talking about what? A life where it's infinitely more. Wow. Infinitely infinitely more. How much is infinitely more? Can we even wrap our head around that than our greatest request? Infinitely more than our most unbelievable dream? Infinitely more than our wildest imagination? Like, these are the things that God is inviting us into, you guys. Whoa. You know, I remember years ago, God loves, I mean, Holy Spirit loves it, this kind of talk. I just feel the joy of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost loves this kind of talk. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. He has extraordinary plans for the planet, you guys. A joyful planet. A joyful, blissful planet that feels like heaven, inhabited by sons of God who are in a good mood and just, wow, doing ridiculously foolish, amazing things. Hallelujah. Phenomenal things. God has a phenomenal life plan for you. God has a phenomenal future plan for this planet. Wow. And so it is time to get into phenomenal thinking, into, wow, things that just totally are mind-blowing to the natural man. Because it's only when we blow all that carnal stuff out of the water that we begin to actually enter into the mind of God. Wow, you have to be a little nuts to follow Jesus, y'all. You got to get out of a boat in a storm. Wow, you got to leave your nets to follow Jesus. Why? Because he's the only source that we need. Wow, and he is more powerful than the most powerful storm. He's more powerful than death. He's more powerful than anything we could ever face in this life. And God loves to use us to display his glory. We are his glory vessels. We are his glory channels. We are his glory vines. And it is time for glorious, phenomenal things to be produced through your union with Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm just preaching myself happy. All right. Hey, let's go. I got a lot of haze today. Whoa. James chapter 1 is the last place that I want to go today. And I can't remember if I talked about this last month with Double Down, but it's worth re-talking about it if I did. Wow. You know, when things look like they're not going in the right direction, that's the time to laugh. The time to laugh, it's because it's just like a little, you know, divergent test from that movie Divergent. It's just a little, you know, tap on the shoulder. What do you really believe? What do you really believe? Are you going to stand through this trial? Are you going to let the cares and the concerns of this world choke out the words that God has spoken over you or the things that God has planned for you? Are you going to let a little setback, you know, get you off course because, you know, then you aren't really standing. You aren't really, you know, you don't have that heart that's producing 100-fold. But so in that context, I've been thinking and reading about this because it may seem like all hell breaks loose on the way to phenomenal, but that's the time to laugh. And in James chapter 1, verse 2, it says this. It says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you're facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. I mean, listen to this, you guys. When things look like they aren't going your way, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. So let's not miss the opportunity when things look like they're not going well. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up in you the power of endurance. Okay, we've been talking about God's mighty power and the grace of God. And guess what? That grace is practical. You will have grace to endure. You will have grace to resist the pressure. You will have grace to sleep like a baby in the midst of a storm. The grace of God is available to you in the middle of it. It says, for you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up in you the power of endurance. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it releases perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Can you say shalom? Until there is perfect peace, until there is absolute heaven on earth. So this process of facing those contradictions with joy and coming into the place of, I mean, just filled with the Holy Spirit, out of your mind in the Holy Spirit, in those moments asking for help and just drinking of his goodness. In those places, there is a place of the greatest joy that you can experience. And then I love this. It says, and if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom and he'll give it. Real simple. If you long to be wise or you need some wisdom, ask and you'll get it. And it says, he won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you. Whoa, over your failures. but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. And I wanted to kind of wrap up with that scripture today because I want you to know this. This is so powerful. This is in James 1:5, that God is not going to scold you over your failures. He's not going to scold you over the things that you did that were unwise. See, the phenomenal grace of God, the phenomenal things that God is doing is not about your goodness. It's about his goodness. And his goodness totally, totally overshadows and undoes our badness, right? The grace of God is so scandalous that people actually get offended by it, right? Like, oh, well, you're just giving people a license to sin. I'm saying, no, I'm giving them a license to let the grace of God convince them that they're no longer sinners. Right? So he says here that your lack of wisdom, he will not scold you over those failures. You're not going to get scolded because maybe you got yourself into the situation. Maybe the nobody backs baby into a corner. Well, maybe baby backed herself into a corner. Okay. Maybe you got there out of your own stupidity. Maybe you got there because you made some really stupid, foolish decisions. And I cannot tell you, time doesn't permit because we're wrapping up here, the number of times that God has bailed me out. You guys, bailed me out. Why? Because my righteousness is most tested when I need to be bailed out. And righteousness that can stand the test of acting unrighteous is actually the kind of righteousness that overcomes the world. So don't allow guilt, don't allow shame, don't allow condemnation to rob you of your inheritance, rob you of the grace of God. I mean, do you recognize? I mean, I remember praying for someone who was had like stage 4. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This is the joy of God today. Why am I apologizing? I'm not sorry I'm laughing. I'm just going to laugh louder. I remember praying for someone who had stage 4 lung cancer. And, you know, most of the time when you've got stage 4 lung cancer, you probably have smoked. You probably have lived a rough life. And that was the story of this woman. And you know what? She was so condemned. I deserve this. I deserve this cancer. I brought this on myself. And you know what I taught her to do? Oh my goodness, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. God, Jesus, help me. I told her that the Holy Spirit is the breath of life. And the breath of life is more powerful than any form of death. That it's the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. So I said, here's what you need to do. You need to take a Holy Ghost cigarette. You need to smoke it. You need to smoke in the breath of life. And this was a word of knowledge, you guys. I did not come up with this on my own. I'm sitting there praying for her. And God said, well, tell her to smoke my cigarettes, right? Tell her to smoke in the incense of Jesus. Tell her to smoke in the Holy Ghost. Smoke the Holy Ghost. Smoke the power of God. And do you know that she sat there and she smoked like pretend cigarettes, spirit cigarettes, and she was totally healed. So don't, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Just remember that story. I hadn't thought of that in a long time. So don't let your failures, I mean, you know, if baby backed herself into the corner and your baby, well, guess what? You're God's baby. You are God's precious baby. And he has more grace and more power and more goodness and more righteousness and more everything than you could ever need. And not only that, you're his delight and he lives in you. You are not defined by what you do. You are not defined by your failures. You are not defined by your behavior at all. You are defined by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he calls you righteous, holy, blameless, even when you're acting a fool. So it says here, he will not scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures. Wow. With his generous grace. And I want to say with his phenomenal grace. So you guys expect, maybe I'll change it to phenomenal grace instead of just phenomenal. Phenomenal grace is the word for July. Phenomenal grace is the word. Wow. Phenomenal grace. Ooh, I like that so much better, Holy Spirit. Phenomenal grace. That is the word for July. You guys just press into that. Press into the overwhelming, incredible grace that God has for you to bring the words to pass that he has spoken over you, to bring you through the contradictions that you're facing, and to stand as your only source. God is enough. You and God are always a majority, and there is nothing more powerful than you standing in him, with him, and allowing him to operate as him through you. So God bless you guys. I am right on time today. I had fun doing this word. I'm excited for July. It's going to be a phenomenal month with phenomenal grace overtaking our failures. Wow. Oh, I love that. Phenomenal grace overtaking our failures. You are not baby backed into a corner. You are God's favorite baby, and you are destined to win. So I love you guys. Make it a great, great day, and can't wait to hear all of the phenomenal things that God does for you in July. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalise's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.